Organizers of the upcoming 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott held a press conference today, releasing a full schedule of activities surrounding the event. The press conference was held at the E.D. Nixon Elementary School. Famed attorney and civil rights activist Fred Gray is the chief manager of the event.
I wanted lawyers from across the country to come to Montgomery on the 60th anniversary, and we just discuss with the people and let the people discuss with us the role lawyers played in the Montgomery bus boycott and in the civil rights movement, because those court orders have not only changed the landscape of America, as indicated by what has taken place here today, not only this state, but the nation, and it's had tremendous effect around the world. And I'm glad to see it's coming together, and I think we're going to have one of the greatest events for the 60th anniversary.
Other participants include the Montgomery Improvement Association, Alabama State University, Troy University, and WVAS-FM. A complete list of organizations and their activities can be found online at MontgomeryImprovementAssociation.org. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Montgomery Bus Boycott Protest Breakfast, sponsored by the Montgomery Chapter of Church Women United, but the first year of its Women of the Movement Award. Organizer Avril Harris says the recognition represents women who pursue justice and equality.
Such as Joanne Robinson and various other members of the Women's Political Council, and women who were not part of the Women's Political Council who were working at the grassroots level also to engage folks in their effort to seek justice with regard to equality in transportation. I would think that because of everything that's happening on the international level as well as the national level with regard to promoting women more prominently, and I would think that such an important movement should experience how we recognize and highlight women who played a part in the Montgomery bus protest because of the impact of that movement.
Harris credits the power of sisterhood for creating change.
I'm not saying that men are incapable of doing this, but women tend to, when we are representing our best selves, understand we need to eliminate the barriers to communication and cooperation because we're able to hear one another when we speak and to open ourselves up to the possibilities of the positive outcomes. There's something very unique about women that allows them to set aside ego, set aside so many other false barriers.
The breakfast will be held on Saturday, December 5th at 8 a.m. at the RSA Activity Center at 201 Dexter Avenue in Montgomery. The theme is We Walk by Faith. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. The name Aurelia Shines Browder Coleman may not be as recognizable as Rosa Parks, but she was one of the named plaintiffs in the Browder versus Gale lawsuit, a court decision that helped change Montgomery. Her son, Butler Browder, says his mother paid dearly for her choices from society and her family.
Her sisters cautioned her many times. I witnessed one, Lily Grant, telling her that these white folks gonna kill you if you don't be careful. And she said, you know, I got to die with something. What I'm doing is worth it. And we didn't understand the moving from house to house that we did for our own safety. Sometimes we felt a little challenged because we felt like Mom's greater passion was her people rather than her children. But we came to understand that by loving her people, she also loved her children.
Browder says the Browder versus Gale lawsuit is an integral part of the Montgomery bus boycott.
Somehow, Browder versus Gale is skipped over. The filing of the lawsuit, the testimony in the lawsuit. But I discovered that the newspaper did, in fact, report on each one of those events. Four women who testified to their mistreatment on the bus prior to Rosa Parks. Now, the issue that's involved, it seems like black folks feel like the only way you can be wronged is to be put in jail. The issue of Browder versus Gale is not merely being put in jail. It is being mistreated. It's being denied your constitutional right under the 14th Amendment.
Browder invites the public to learn more at the Browder Museum and Foundation located at 1012 Highland Avenue in Montgomery. Browder's story is among many that will be told as the capital city prepares to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.